You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mistress of None. This is Erin Harkes. I'm so excited to be recording regularly pretty much now out of the Blake Annex, which is also where my new office is for Metroland now. Thank you, everybody, so much for all of your lovely, kind words about this new endeavor. It's been really exciting. As you can imagine, I'm busier than I've ever been, which, you know, doesn't seem possible that I could ever be busier than I ever was, but here we are. It's been a really exciting time, and it's gonna keep getting more and more exciting. I actually have a little travel planned, which, because timing is not my forte, but I have all of the podcasts lined up and all of this stuff happening while I am gone. However, as busy as I am, I'm going to keep this intro short and sweet. I am going to make a conscious effort to try and interview as many former Metroland staffers as I can, just to see where they are now and see what's going on with them and get a little, you know, history of this undertaking that I have taken over. So today's guest is John Broder. When he performs as a musician, he goes by Bird Streets. He's going to be on my Cafe Lena show at the end of the month. The information for that is at erinharkes.com. If you want to get your tickets to that show, it's going to be tremendous. We also have Michael Eck, and we have a newcomer. Her name is Kayla Phillips. And interestingly enough, she's actually the stepdaughter of my favorite musician, Richard Thompson, but I wanted her on the show before that. I'm definitely not trying to get in the family, I swear. We'll see. Anyway, I'm kidding. Anyway, so go to erinharkes.com, get your tickets to Lena Go Round for September 25th, and enjoy this interview with the one and only John Broder. We'll be right back with Mistress of None.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mistress of None. I am Erin Harkes. We are here at the Blake Annex today, and my guest today is John Broder.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
How are you?
I'm awake, and that's a
big... That's good.
It's a really big deal.
That's really all you can ask for sometimes.
Yeah. Most days, I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. Yeah, I completely understand that and empathize with that. You want me to make a little room for your elbow there?
I'm going to knock this wall out. It's a very small studio.
John is having a very clumsy morning, I think. Well, afternoon now?
I'm on my third coffee, and it's just not working.
It's just, sometimes it just doesn't take.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm all right. Yeah. You know, got my feet on the ground, keep reaching for the stars, you know.
Wonderful. No, I mean, I'm very excited to talk to you for obvious, a plethora of reasons, if you will.
Plethora?
Plethora. John and I...
Spell that.
Plethora?
Yeah.
P-L-E-T-H-O-R-A.
You win. Okay.
Thank you very much. How dare you? How dare you challenge me? I'm only on cup two, and I haven't had my morning protein
yet. It may actually be working, it turns out.
So for those of you that don't know, John is a native to the area. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I was born in Saratoga.
Okay,
yeah.
He was born in Saratoga. He left, we just were trying to figure that out, 16 years ago?
2008, I moved to New York.
2008.
City.
New York City.
Yeah.
And I have had the great fortune of meeting you down there a handful of times for a meal and whatnot. And John has also come to a handful of comedy shows, you poor thing. And I appreciate that as well.
You're wonderful.
Well, I'm not talking about me. I mean, you have to sit through the other comics.
It's the other comics. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
One of my favorite New York stories of meeting with you down there is we had lunch one day and we had this whole conversation about how whenever there's a show that displays something that happens in New York, it's always people bumping into each other, which I thought was such a preposterous thing with a city with that many people. And we went back and forth with that. And like not even 10 seconds later, we turned the corner and I see this woman and she was like, Erin? And Broder's like, you know her. And I was like, what are the odds?
Yeah, it happens all the time. It's pretty wild. I mean, I know a lot of people in the city at this point, so it's, you know, the odds are a little higher, but like for you to have run into somebody like that, like right after that conversation was pretty remarkable.
It was very remarkable. So that's one of my favorite stories. But okay,
see? You see?
Yeah, it was, Yeah, it was interesting. It was very fun. But so John, I know you initially as a musician. I knew that you were a guitar player and a singer, and then I saw you playing drums one day, and I was like, what the fuck? I always, you know, just instantly hate people like you just for being able to dominate more than one instrument.
Dominate's a little strong, but okay.
Well, relative. It's all relative.
Capable.
You're more than capable. But so you moved to New York. Was it to pursue music?
Well, I mean, that's certainly part of it. I mean, I moved because I got married. That was the original, you know, thing. But yeah.
Well, at least moving, you know, at least that marriage got you to a place like, you know, New York and not the other way around, you know?
Right. You know, it was like, do I move there or do you move here? I think we know what the answer is.
Exactly.
But yeah. I mean, I moved there because I was, you know, trying to, you know, make a go at the scene and, you know, still trying.
I think
still working on it.
I think you're doing all right. Now, you have made a bit of a move into acting.
Again. A little strong.
Okay.
But yeah, I've done a lot of extra work, background acting, as we like to call it. Mm-hmm. We're background professionals, artists. You know, it's a big part of it. But yeah, it's a good union job. You know,
yeah,
can't be beat. There's always work to do. There's a lot of things shooting in New York City, so that's fun.
Yeah, you know? Well, I think with creatives, with especially musicians, you know, we're constantly in positions where we're having to find other supplemental sources of income. And so I have definitely dipped my toe into the acting pool. And for those of you that are just listening and not watching, I use tremendous air quotes around that because
I'm surprised they're not audible. You're doing them pretty hard.
I am doing them very hard. Yeah. Just to quote my husband, when he saw one of my first commercials, he watched it to the end and did not face me. And I said, "What do you think?" And he said, "I think you're a very good singer."
Oh wow. Does he also do comedy or
he should. He's one of the funniest people I know, but he was absolutely right. I am not an actor. I have no business doing it. Yeah. But you know, sign me up. If you're gonna give me $600 to stand by a fence all day, yeah, I'm gonna take that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So can you get me on Law and Order SVU
It ain't that hard.
That's
just
what I hear.
Just come on down. You got to go to Central Casting, sign up.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you'll probably get an availability check within like a couple of days. It's always Law and Order. There's always all the FBI shows, all the Dick Wolf shows.
Yeah.
That's what keeps us eating, basically.
Okay.
In New York as, yeah.
I'm going to do this. You're going to help me, and we're going to document the whole thing.
Okay.
You're going to make a bucket list thing.
All right.
I know it's a silly bucket list thing, but I want to be like, you know, hooker number two or so. I'll even play a dead body. I don't care. I just got to get on that set.
You know, the dead body gigs are kind of hard to come by.
Really?
Yeah. I still have not been in all these years. I've been doing this stuff for like 10 years as a, you know, kind of day gig. And I still haven't gotten to be a dead body.
Okay.
It's kind of unfortunate.
Is it though?
It's probably really hard actually because you got to lay on the floor for hours at a time.
I mean, I
do that in my regular life because of depression, but
okay,
like,
yeah.
So
you have the practice.
To have to do it like on camera and be in the same position the whole time. I don't know. Maybe a little difficult.
Because I always watch when somebody's like dead on scene and I'm like looking
to
like,
see if
they're
moving.
If they're breathing, I'm like, how good of a dead body are you? Yeah. You know? But I would probably get like the giggles or some stupid shit like that. Or like, you know, wake up and see Chris Maloney and be like, yo. So you would say that music is your
life, passion.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, that's how I identify as a musician, as a songwriter, mm-hmm. as a you know, performer. That's always been the first thing. So since I was a tiny little lad, yeah, that was the only thing I wanted to do. Still the only thing I want to do. I do this other stuff because I have to.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I mean,
you know, working in film is you know, as day jobs go, fun. You know, it's also like long and exhausting sometimes. Mm-hmm. Those days can be really, really long. But
a lot of,
you know, it also allows me a lot of time to, you know, think about. You know, yeah, there's a lot of waiting around, basically. So it does allow me a lot of time to kind of write stuff in my head or on paper and, you know, kind of come up with ideas and listen, you know, and all that stuff. I do a lot of work while I'm at work.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a lot like when I was at the Metroland, and I don't want to change topics immediately, but
that, I mean,
I just called it the Metroland.
Uh-oh, you're out. I was interviewing Peter Island last week, and he accidentally said the Metroland, and
if Peter does it, then we're fine.
No, he caught himself immediately. He was so angry with himself, and that was like my favorite part of the interview. But I mean, what a tremendous segue. Look at you just trying to get to the fucking point like that.
I was told that jumping topics is good in a podcast. The ADHD might work to my benefit.
I think most of our listeners, all four of them, are definitely ADHD prone. And so they're loving this right now.
They've already turned it off.
Yeah. They're like, you talked about acting for 4 seconds. I am bored. Let's go. That is one of the, like, again, the plethora of reasons I wanted to talk to you, because that was kind of how we met, I think.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah. I don't recall exactly.
I don't either. And maybe we'll touch on why we probably don't recall in a little bit.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Okay, so John.
If we remember. Too.
I also don't want to kill the intro that I'm going to give for you when you play at Cafe Lena with me at the end of the month. But we'll get back there, too. Let's jump back. John, you worked for Metroland for?
Too long.
Too long. Okay.
Yeah. I guess it was 7 years or so that I was on staff. Yeah.
All right.
It was a good little run. You know, kind of watched it run into the ground.
Sadly, you know, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad, but it was also predictable. I was there from, like, you know, the 2004, I think, I went on staff.
Okay.
You know, and then worked until I moved to New York, and then I was kind of freelance for a while, but I was still, it was still doing the all that work.
Yeah.
For never getting paid.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, hey, I'm not paying anybody yet either. So I really wanted to keep with the traditions of that. So I mean, I guess, and we did discuss this, you know, like, obviously everybody has a different experience with stuff like that, but overall.
Yeah. I had some fun. It was a fun gig. I got to do a lot of stuff I wanted to do. I mean, I got to see a lot. I worked as a music editor for several years. And as a music writer, that's how I got involved with it. I got to see a lot of free shows and, like, listen to a lot of records for free. This is before streaming was held sway. So, like, you know, still had to get CDs in the mail. As like a music dork, it was it was a pretty cool gig. We really only had to, like, try really hard a couple days a week, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like Tuesdays and Wednesdays you do all the work, Thursdays you have the meeting, and then you go have Bloody Marys.
Okay. That's not a bad,
And that was pretty
time.
Much the whole thing. I don't want to, like, you know, give people the wrong impression, but that's...
No,
that's,
it definitely seemed like a really cool crew. Like, the people, especially during, that was, I mean, when I first came into the Capital Region, the early aughts, and, like, just, you guys just all seemed like, so cool. Like, I wanted to, you know, get to know you and do stuff with you. It might have been a whole fluke.
It was all
but
a facade.
Yeah, but I get that now.
None of us were cool.
Now I know.
We're not cool. But we were a fun hang. Mm-hmm. some really smart folks in that group. I was there. John Rodat was there.
Yes.
The late Sean Stone. He was brilliant. Chet Hardin was great. Rick Marshall. Yeah, all these people that have gone on to do great things. So,
and of course, our good friend.
And Katie.
Katie.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Katie was the reason I worked there. Katie Lurie. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Still a great friend.
I love that every time I, you know, talk to her when I'm coming down, it's immediately like, you know, we're asking Broder. I'm like, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I know that you're too cool, so I have to make sure that I get in touch with her first. I'm just kidding. No, but Katie, she's a great, like, unifier when it comes to stuff like that.
That's
she'll
right.
pick the restaurant, she'll pick the place, the time, and everything. But I remember, it's so funny, because one of the first things that I remember her saying when we saw each other after she did the article on me when I was on the cover in 2005, I might bring that up a handful of times. I remember seeing her at a show, and she was... like, oh, I'm waiting for Broder. And so, like, I just love that that's always kind of been like, oh, we're going to invite Broder. I'm going to see, like, you know, it's...
Only people from Albany still only refer to me as my last name. That's a funny thing. It's really only you guys.
Well, it makes us feel special. Like we have that connection. Because now you identify as Bird Streets.
I identify as Bird Streets. That's my superhero name.
Now, is that your name as a musician or is that your name as the band?
That's my name as the project, as the musician. That's what I go by. I stopped performing under my Earth name a number of years ago. I did that. It was 2018, around the time the first Bird Streets record came out. I was just like, I'm going whole hog into this.
Good.
Even after, you know, using my own name on projects for all that time before that, I was just like, this put all the eggs in this basket and we'll see how it goes. And
That's what you want to do. You want to get people to get to know you.
Right.
And then turn it on its head.
there's that. Yeah. And it was also, you know, it's a branding thing. Bird Streets looks better on a t-shirt than John Broder, you know?
I don't know.
I'll wear a Bird Streets shirt, but I wouldn't wear a John Broder shirt.
I would wear a John Broder shirt.
That's fine. It's not your name.
Do I have your permission to make one?
Go ahead. Go right. I'd love to see it.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. I'll send you some
accepted fonts,
some school photos.
All right, and please, any approved fonts.
Fonts, yeah,
because I know that's important.
Comic Sans, all the way.
I knew you were gonna say Comic Sans. I will burn it to the ground.
It's the great unifier.
Before I wear a Comic Sans t-shirt, how dare you on this podcast?
I just want to. You should get a t-shirt that says Comic Sans, but like in Helvetica. That's actually good. That's a pretty good idea.
What size shirt are you?
Like a small size of medium.
Okay.
Is this Helvetica? What is this?
I'm not asking for it. No, that's not Helvetica.
It's a pretty cool font.
It is a cool font. It's very blocky. I think I could figure it out. Maybe an Arial Bold. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I don't know fonts that well. Anyway.
We'll figure it out.
Futura.
But yes, I realized my
we're talking fonts here.
My error. Yeah, you guys are so lucky to be privy to this conversation.
Told you about that
right
ADHD
now.
Thing. It's working.
It's brutal.
Between that and three cups of coffee.
I'm only on two, so I got to catch up. But yes, I realized my fatal error when I booked you for the show at Cafe Lena, and I was announcing you as John Broder, which I think helped.
That's what it says in your phone, and that's fine.
But it helped because there are people that, you know, still identify you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it both ways, but, you know, up here, that's kind of how people know or remember me. But at the same time, I have been using the other name.
Absolutely.
When they play the music on the radio, it's Bird Streets. I figure that makes more sense.
So I've added both names now to the graphics that are coming out per his contract, or he won't perform.
It's very complicated.
It was a messy. I mean, there were lawyers, and it was exhausting. But you know, I can accommodate that.
And also, no green M&Ms. Actually, no M&Ms.
No M&Ms at all.
Unless they're vegan M&Ms.
Vegan M&Ms. At least you're not doing the raw thing anymore.
I was. I never was. That was just a place.
That was just that one day.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
it wasn't that great.
No.
I never quite got with that.
But I didn't want to say that it wasn't that great because I didn't want to insult you because I thought that's what you were doing.
It wasn't my restaurant.
All right, but still, I was like, this is delicious. Cold.
They're closed now. It's cool.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we're mentioning that, Bird Streets, John Broder of Bird Streets, will be performing at Lena Go Round September 25th at Cafe Lena. All the information is on our website. We're coming back in a big way, and I'm so excited that you're going to be on that show.
I am stoked for that. Besides playing with you and playing with Michael Eck, who is one of the first people I knew in the Albany scene, you know, go back a little ways. Lena was like the first place I played open mics in high school. Like that was where I, you know, cut my proverbial teeth, doing like Alice in Chains covers and stuff with my friend Mark.
What was your favorite one?
Oh, what did we used to? We used to do, I don't know, we used to do like Man in the Box and stuff like that. But, you know, the Breadwinner songs.
Yeah,
but,
no B-sides for you, right?
My buddy and I, we had, you know, bands in high school, and we used to kind of practice that way. We had like a few of our own songs, but we would just kind of play those, or like the Black Crows, or what else were we into? Some Aerosmith, you know, all the classic rock stuff that we kind of grew up on.
This is the only time where I get sad that there wasn't like social media back then, because I would have loved to have seen some like home movies of that kind of thing.
I know. I wish there was. I think there may be a video somewhere of us playing with the band, but I don't know if there's any footage of us playing as a duo. Yeah, and then I just thought Lena's was like the place that I went almost every week for quite a while in the 90s, you know, when I was really learning how to write songs and wanted to try them out in front of people. It was like, that's the best place, because it was always open mic night. It was always full, always a lot of great talent.
There's something really magical about that room.
It's
too
special.
It really is. I'm so like blessed that I get to do something with you know, somebody that wouldn't normally get like a full night or a headlining spot there or something. That was what Sarah Craig was talking about, because she gets a lot of, you know, younger talent or asking her about shows. And I mean, Mike Eck, obviously, he just sold that out a couple months ago with his release. Not saying that you wouldn't be able to do the same, but some of the ones...
I wouldn't.
Okay, some of the ones that come through.
I don't know.
Man. I was like, I don't want this to take a turn, but no, some of the people that come through, she's like, they ask her and she feels terrible to have to say no, but... You know, even the ones that will be like, I don't care, I'll play for free. And it's like, it's not about that. Like, you need to sell a certain amount of tickets just to turn the lights on.
Got to pay the staff. Yeah, all those things. Yeah.
Well, they're volunteers, you know.
Is it all volunteer?
Except for the sound and, you know, Joel.
It is, isn't it?
Joel and, but
so there's a few people.
A few.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But yeah, there's still bills to pay.
Saratoga rent.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Like, yeah. So, so we're.
Yeah, it's gone up.
It has, oddly. But no, I mean, the volunteers there are just wonderful too. Yeah. But she, I was glad that she was receptive to that idea. And I didn't even think about that aspect of it. I was just thinking about what it could do for me, you know, weird that I would think that way. but it's just been a beautiful show. It's been a lovely time. Every night has been like completely drastically different from the next, as far as, you know, themes and moods. And it's always just really like, I feel so at the end of the night, and I can't wait for this one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be great.
And I was going through music to put together a reel for the show, and I picked one of your songs, which has been stuck in my head ever since. And
now,
of course,
I'm
drawing a blank on the name of it.
Direction was the one you used. Yes,
I hate comparing, but I always mean this in the best way. It's got like a real, like, you know, petty Tom Petty vibe.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's a very nice thing to say to any, I think, any songwriter. I love Tom Petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty with a more polished voice, obviously.
Well, I think Tom Petty's got a great voice, but like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like a more, yeah, with my voice.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's and again, I mean that as the utmost.
But the writing, the storytelling, I get all that. That's a beautiful thing.
Loved it. Like, I love sometimes when I listen to a song from somebody I know, and I have this moment where I go, I can't believe I'm actually friends with this person. Like, that's how good this music is.
I have that all the time, and I love it. Yeah,
it's a good feeling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So to hearken back to what we
hearken.
Yeah, I know, right? You like that?
Nicely done.
Thank you. We touched upon how we don't remember where or how we met.
Wait, did you open for Dokken or something recently? Did I remember that? Am I remembering correctly?
You are remembering correctly.
Hearken. Okay, good. With two Ks. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going there yet. But
no, we talk about that off the mic. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm keeping the band name
Dokken.
The same.
Dokken. Amazing. All right. Anyway. Yeah. You were going to say.
Because I was trying to think of how or where or when we met, and I couldn't. And as I brought it up a few moments ago, I realized it's probably because you and I have another thing in common.
Oh, we're going there, aren't we?
We're going there. Is that okay to go there?
It's fine.
All right. Because we're both very proud of it, and we should
go there. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
John and I are both fellow sober folk.
Sober travelers.
Sober travelers. We are only about a year apart, I think, in that.
Yeah. I would have been, if I hadn't had an extra year of going back on it, I would be ahead of you. But about a year. I'm 12.
I'm coming up on 14.
There you go. Yeah.
Cheers, oddly enough.
Clink mics. Is that what you...
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Why not? but I know I love... It's, to me, I feel like it's so important to talk about and so great to talk about, especially when there's other performers that may think for a second there's no way that they could stay sober and still live a life like that. And it's like nice to show them that it's completely possible.
It absolutely is. You know, most bars serve water or seltzer. I always found that to be pretty common.
I'm a big fan of seltzer.
Yeah. And these days, I mean, you know, the NA market has boomed in such a way that now, you know, mocktails and non-alcoholic beers and wines and things like that, you can go almost any place.
Yep.
And, you know, if you want to like pretend you're in with the, the drinking crowd, you can do that. And, you know, if it makes that makes you feel comfortable at home, great.
Yeah.
I love that
do
stuff.
Do you skip the mocktail thing?
I don't really do the mocktails because I'm just like, am I really paying $14 for cranberry juice? That- Come on. But like, you know, once in a while. Yeah. And there is some artistry to it, obviously. But, you know, yeah. But I do the NA beers and stuff. And yeah.
Yeah, my husband and I went to Anguilla in the spring, and when we're there, we'll have like one night where we, you know, get bougie and go to the Four Seasons just for an app and a cocktail mocktail. He drinks, I don't. And I did. I had this moment where I realized, I was like, you just paid $22 for juice.
Yeah.
That's juice. Mm-hmm. With a sprig of thyme in it. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. But like I played last night out in Syracuse, and the bartender made me something. He was like, this is one I'm working on. Would you? And I'm like, yeah. And it was, it actually, it tasted like a baby aspirin.
I know exactly what you're talking
right?
about.
Right?
Yeah.
And he goes, and he makes a face. I go, no, I like.
Yeah.
And then I overhear somebody goes, yeah, they're like, I used to like the taste of them. So I ate them all the time. I'm like, yeah, I can tell a fellow addict when I see one.
Yeah, yeah. There's a reason that I self-medicate.
It all started it's with baby aspirin.
It's childhood, yeah.
Well, at least they made one thing taste good back then. Do you remember cough syrup when we were kids? It was like only the green stuff, and it tasted like razors.
Razors. I've never ingested a razor, but I'll take your word for it.
I think, you know, it's all blurry. Anyway, yeah. But I'm glad that we both have that in common as well.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Very happy for both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So living our best lives.
Yeah. So that's probably why we don't remember
where we met. Yeah. I mean, like, I knew I was aware of you around, you know, but we both were in the scene. It's just, you know, and I was working at the paper, I think, at that time. So, like, you know, and you from listings and things. But I don't remember exactly where or how we met.
Yeah. So. Likewise. I was aware of you, but it was like, do we know each other? Yeah.
And then eventually you just do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's better. We don't need any big, like, you know.
You don't always need an origin story.
We really don't. I mean,
I'm talking to you, you know, George Lucas.
he listens. How did you know? Big fan. He's a big fan of the show.
Yeah, sure.
So what's next for Bird Streets or John Broder?
Oh, for John Broder, it's going back to the Berkshires tonight to play at the Red Lion again, which is always fun. And Bird Streets, as it were. Bird Streets as an entity, we have a show. Well, I don't know. When does this come out?
It'll be a week or so.
Well,
so.
Then I'm not even going to mention the
All
thing.
Right.
I'm going to say we just did a show at the Bitter End with a string section, and it was incredible. And it was sold out. Oh, my God. You can't believe it.
It sounded incredible.
I'm manifesting this.
And I can't wait to, like, share the video of that phenomenal show
incredible.
With people because of how well it went and how it sold out.
People fainting, throwing underwear. I don't want that. Don't do that. Actually, don't do that.
You have to be very careful these days because people will feel like they are bringing your dreams to light by doing stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm only manifesting the first part of this. I've got a couple records in the works. I'm doing another one with Jason Faulkner, who produced the self-titled one.
Coffee.
Mm. And I'm working on a second one at the same time. Just always making more stuff.
Yeah.
Doing some more recording.
Excuse me. Jeez.
He's overwhelmed, guys. This has been the best interview of his
Coffee
life.
Coffee number three is the one that
he can't handle
takes
it.
Takes you over the edge. I don't know. Just making more stuff.
That's great.
Trying to figure out where to play next. You know, just trying to book shows and just keep going.
Yeah. So Cafe Lena is probably your next...
That is the next thing we have.
That's crazy. Crazy how that worked out.
Good timing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like I planned it or
it's
something.
It's almost like, yeah.
Well, honestly, though, with the rebooting of the Metroland, I would love to...
You did it.
I did it. They're tired of hearing about it already.
Yeah.
I would love it if you ever wanted to contribute and write, you would have carte blanche, as they say, to do whatever you wanted to do. I would love to keep in touch with you and just follow and see all the great things that you're doing.
That could be fun.
It could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll find a shekel or two for you.
A shekel or two. Yeah, if you can dig up the check that they owe me from the last round.
I'll look into it. I'll look into it.
It's probably still in the top drawer of Steve's desk.
I'll buy you a... Signed,
but not mailed.
I don't think you want to try and cash that down.
No.
No.
Didn't work back then.
All right. I'll buy you a vegan milkshake next time.
There we go. That usually works.
Next time I'm down
in
the city.
That's my celebratory drink usually. So.
That's good. What flavor?
I like them all, but okay. I like strawberries kind of my go-to, but it's a little sweet sometimes.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
No, I'm a boring vanilla girl when it comes to ice cream. Other things, I'm wild as a fucking mountain cat, but you know, like ice cream, vanilla, boring. Just, I love it.
Okay.
I know what I like.
It's a classic.
It is.
It's a classic. Yeah.
It's
a good bean.
It is a good bean.
It's a pretty good bean.
Real good bean. Not a big fan of the extract. Still trying to find ways to bake without
using
the alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the alcohol bakes out though.
I don't trust it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fall off the wagon for a fucking cookie.
Yeah. Oh, so you're okay.
I'm strict.
You're very strict.
Very strict.
Okay, yeah. I'm on the like a little bit, like whatever, but.
I'm easing up a little bit, but sometimes I still
but
worry.
It depends how, yeah, it depends where you were in your, you know, in your addiction.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For me, the slope is less slippery over time, but, you know, got myself in check these days, but I get it. I totally get it.
Well, I think
it's good to be strict.
Yeah, it's more with like when I'm making like an icing or something where it doesn't cook out, and that's when it makes me.
Good point.
So I made a cake for my friend's wedding, and I didn't want to use, I have a non-alcoholic extract, but it's brown, and I didn't want to put it into the white frosting and make the white frosting off-white.
Right.
And I had this like, because every once in a while we get a little emotional, and I was like, I can't taste it. I don't know if it fucking tastes good or not because it's got alcohol in it. I can't fucking do this. And my friend was like, I could give a shit, Aaron. Like, just make it look nice. It's fine. I was like, you know, I made her wedding all about me, and that's what you get when you ask me to do things for you.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. So you can follow Bird Street on all of the streaming devices, the Spotify, the Apple Music, the whatnots. Do you have
all
a YouTube channel?
Yeah, I mean, it's there.
Okay.
We'd love some subscribers.
Yeah. Subscribers. Let me check that coffee.
What did you put in there? Vanilla extract?
It cooked off.
Some subscribers would be good. We got, you know, all the videos, just videos and a couple live things on the YouTube channel, but they're worth looking at. The videos are good.
They are 100% worth looking at. I can tell you.
The Instagram. I'm trying to learn TikTok. I suck at it, but I'll, you know, I'll get there. You know, all the things.
All the things.
Birdstreets.com. I'll update it one of these days.
All right.
But, yeah.
I mean, you can feel the passion, guys. You really can. It's just, you know, Google.
It's a lot of things. You used to just be able to be like, you can follow me on, you know, go to my website. And now it's like, I have 10 things to tell you about in 10 seconds.
Yeah. So, you're telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
All right.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On that note. Thank you so much for meeting with me.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me. This was a pleasure.
Absolutely. And I look forward to catching up with you down in the city.
Yeah. And I'll see you on the 25th at Cafe Lena.
Yes, you will.
And so will all of you.
And so will all of you. Thank you so much. This has been The Mistress of None with John Broder of Bird Streets. Bird Streets.
Bird Streets.
Bird Streets.
Bird Streets. Two words. Bird Streets.
Two words. Bird Streets. I am three words. Mistress of None from Metroland, now, not the Metroland. See, we're learning so
now.
Much. Now.
Metroland, now.
But this has been The Mistress of None, and we will be right back.
You're listening to The Mistress of None podcast with Aaron Harkes.
Welcome back to Mistress of None. That was John Broder of Bird Streets of Albany, upstate New York fame. Former Metroland staffer, actor, musician, amazing. Please follow him on all of the social media at Bird Streets and birdstreets.com and check him out on YouTube. We love to support and follow as best we can. Also come see him at Cafe Lena with yours truly for Lena Go Round on September 25th. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, for all of your kind words, make sure you're following Metroland. The website is themetroland.com, but all of the social media is Metroland Now. So at Metroland Now for Instagram and Facebook, and I think we're on X, but we're going to figure that all out. More to be revealed. Thanks again for tuning in. We will see you next week on Mistress of None. This is Erin Harkes. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.